love that song. 93.7 The River, that goes Jackson Brown. Dog and Joe Show on a Thursday. Coming up, your chance to know the Dog and Joe Show. We'll get you hooked up with one of those coveted Dog and Joe t-shirts. Plus, tonight kicks off week 3, Pigskin Picks. Jump on, please. If you haven't signed up, go to the website, 93.7theriver.com. Los Angeles in San Francisco tonight. Is that accurate?
That is accurate.
How do you like this game? How you leaning? What are you picking?
I really like Los Angeles Rams right now.
They're good.
They look really good on the field.
Yeah, they joked about game one or game two. I think it was week one. They just put the hurt to, I forget who the first team was they matched, but there was like 10 people in the stadium. So Monday, everybody went crazy. You know, the internetosphere went wild because they all laughed. Oh, ha, ha, look at this. They blew them out 49-3, and no one was there to see it because of all this crap going on with the Chargers and the Rams and Sherrod and all this stuff, the city. People now kind of looking at them as they might be legitimate contenders this year.
Actually, seriously legitimate contenders. And you know what else I noticed about them? The people that were Rams fans before or, you know, were upset that they went to L.A., they didn't like the look of the new helmet because it wasn't the blue with the, I guess, yellow or gold horn.
Well, they're kind of gold now, though, aren't they?
No, they're white.
Oh, they're white horns.
So when you see them, and up close, you can still see the horn that goes around or whatever. But when they pan back from the panned out, you know, camera where you get the whole football field and both teams, they look like they're wearing actual ram horns on their head.
I haven't seen the new helmets.
They're super sick, dude.
So the helmets are blue with white swirl?
Yeah, they're super sick.
Because back in the day, they used to be a brighter gold or yellow, and then they went to a dingier gold.
And you couldn't see the horn very well. Now the white, I mean, it stands out. It looks like there's a bunch of people playing on the field with ram horns on their head.
That's kind of funny. I haven't seen them.
It's cool looking.
I have not seen that. It says here it's easy to conclude the 49ers, who they pair up tonight with, are not the hottest ticket in town. And we talked about this, I think, last week or week before. We asked people, how come you're not going to the new stadium? Because there's a lot of 49er fans here. And I wanted to find out, what is it?
It's like Prince Albert said, it's a rebuild year.
Still, it's a brand new stadium. People aren't going to go support the team and have a good time.
Well, I mean, they should. Yeah, they're not doing very well, but who cares?
Yeah,
it's an off year for them.
That's what I'm saying. Rebuild year or not, you still got to support the team.
Yeah.
Go out and have a good time. The team has put a grand total up of 12 points in two games. Despite playing at a relatively new venue, empty seats were aplenty during SF's loss to Carolina week one. Now they're hosting L.A. tonight. Thursday night tickets, believe this or not, call in sick, going for $14. To see tonight's game with L.A. As of Wednesday, this is yesterday, resale tickets were being offered on StubHub. Everybody knows what StubHub is.
Yeah.
StubHub gets tickets. They triple the charge. They usually have good seats. StubHub selling tickets for as low as $14 for tonight's game, 7 o'clock with the Rams. Pretzels at Levi Stadium, $7.50. You can buy a pair of tickets cheaper than a pair of pretzels. That's insane. That's $1 cheaper.
Is incredible right now. That's so cool.
Now, where were the Rams before they came to L.A.? Weren't they where were they?
I don't know. I wish I could tell you, but I don't know.
Come on, where were they? Help me. What were the Rams? Weren't they St. Louis Rams?
They could have been. Let me Google that real quick.
Because you got the cards, and where were the Rams? Hell, I know people are cussing us. This is horrible.
Well, we don't know. We've said out loud we don't know nothing about sports and football.
I mean, I kind of get into it. I like to make the picks, but where were they?
St. Louis.
St. Louis. Yeah, I thought that's where they were. They were, last year, that year before, they were selling tickets in St. Louis for like 10 bucks or 8 bucks. And I remember we laughed about it. Now, they're in Los Angeles visiting San Francisco in a brand new stadium, state-of-the-art stadium. Tickets are $14 tonight. That's unheard of for an NFL game. That's crazy.
They're so cheap because no one wants to go to watch San Francisco play right now.
Yeah, but why
wouldn't
you?
It's not because of the Rams.
No, I understand it's not the Rams. It's the Niners now that people don't want to go see.
Yeah.
And they say that these seats, they're sold. You know, there's lots of season ticket holders, but they're just not going. They own the seats. The stadium made a lot of its money to the ticket holders, but people aren't going out to buy the pretzels, and they're not going to waste their time because it's a quote-unquote rebuild year. That's crazy. $14 for a game there. That's silly.
But it's so far to drive.
Well, not if you live in San Francisco.
Yeah, but if you live up here, jeez.
Well, yeah, sure, it's far if you live here. But for the people in the Bay Area, I mean, that's close. That's a cheap ticket. So jump on 937theriver.com. Make your picks. Hell, you might be able to get season tickets to see the San Francisco 49ers if you win 1 week of picks for $100.
I don't think so.
Jump on 937theriver.com. Week 3 starts tonight.
Dog and Joe.